He cared about being the best, winning games, simple and plain. His obsession could make him by turns hustling, mean and dejected. When he joined the Lakers, his dream team, in 1996, traded from the Charlotte Hornets, he was only 17, the youngest player in the NBA. He had been picked for the pro leagues straight from his suburban high school and had lived as a boy in Italy, two things that made him odd. But he came in burning with self-belief. No babying for him. He was hard, focused, a lone artist, and much of that stayed. He called himself the Black Mamba later, an assassin snake, ruthless in the strike. Unjust foul calls and lost playoff games, especially the finals against the Detroit Pistons and the Boston Celtics, threw him into misery and vows of revenge. On the court, lithe and nimble, he wanted every game for himself. Teammates thought him selfish, not passing enough, and shooting far too much, missing more shots in his career than anyone in NBA history. He hit back at that, since at least he stayed with one team and didn't go off somewhere else. He wanted the glory of winning the playoffs for the purple and golds, not just himself. Yet he so loved the ball that it just seemed drawn towards his hands. And he went on shooting and shooting, not least because he sometimes saved a game with a fabulous floater in the final seconds. Besides, air balls too could look and feel good, good from trajectory to follow through, online, on target. Some people thought Mozart had too many notes. As in most love affairs, he had competition. One was Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of the era, the Buddha on top of the mountain and winner of 6 rings, whom he once asked for advice while he was guarding him.